Okay, let's all go to Shauna's place. Morning, Shauna. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Greetings from my boudoir of love.
So you were doing love in lockdown last night. I just want to say thank you very much to Cully and Sully because they got behind it this time, love in lockdown. And I know that you have particularly enjoyed their one of their new Cully and Sully risottos, the tomato one. I'm looking forward to trying that myself. They do keep sending me in presents all the time. And, you know, I really appreciate it. So thank you, Cully and Sully.
Yeah.
And I think they enjoy the show too. So you can check out their new range of risottos. Available in all good stores. They even have two vegan recipes, tomato and mushroom. And they're all gluten-free and less than 1% saturated fat. So you can get saucy with Cully and Sully new risotto. I know we're supposed to be talking about risottos. But at the same time, my daughter loves the chicken soup as well, so just putting it out there. Anyway, love in lockdown. How did you get on last night with all the different couples?
Well, I tell you what, I feel like I've had a night out, to be honest with
really?
You, because I got dolled up and kind of made a night of it, and there was some wine, so you know.
And you also had a rose between your teeth, and you put that up on Instagram because you're competing with Roy Keane there now.
Really trying to break the internet. Okay, so couple-wise, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be honest, it wasn't our best night, but it wasn't our worst night either, okay?
Nice. Okay.
So out of the five couples, and I had high hopes for all five, two out of the five were a match, okay?
I think your expectations are too high, to be honest with you.
Okay, yeah,
good.
Look, it's just because I'm invested and I feel, they're definitely going to get on. And then when they didn't, I was like,
no, but don't be blaming yourself. It's just sometimes people don't, you know.
Well, this is the thing. You can have all the chemistry on paper, but sometimes it just doesn't work in real life, which happens. Yeah. But our two matches, David and Eve and Owen and Melissa, they went very well. So will I give you a bit of feedback on them? Okay, so David said
He's the dove, lovely. Isn't he?
He's a dub, 43-year-old dub, yes. Yeah. So he said that Niamh was lovely and he would be happy to have another date with her. He said she was very interesting, lovely to speak with, and that all in all, it was a great experience. And Niamh said that she'd love to keep chatting to David, get to know him a bit more. She said that he seems like a really lovely guy who was very easy to talk to.
Well,
and she also said that... very positive. She also said that the half an hour flew by and she didn't even get through her glass of wine. She was chatting so much.
Right.
So that's a good sign. Yeah.
So at least if she was listening all the time, she probably would have got through the glass of wine. You know what I mean?
Which yes, means that but they were back and forth.
Talkative. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a good sign.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So I believe that there might be another Zoom date penciled in. Yes.
Very
so
good.
We'll see how that goes.
Now we kept it very. This is confidential, so that you know these things weren't recorded or anything like that. So you know nobody else is ever going to see them. But you do have one reaction on the other couple as well. That you think there might be a bit of a possibility in kind of a future.
Yeah. So this was Owen and Melissa, and Owen said it was a really good experience. He said that Melissa was definitely outgoing and was great crack. They actually ended up knowing each other from college, would you believe? He said that there was never any silences, which is brilliant. And Melissa said she was delighted with how it went, and she actually sent us a little voice note with a bit of feedback on it.
Ooh. So everything went really well. He's such a lovely guy, and I think it was a very good match. He was just so chatty, and it felt normal. It felt like it was just so natural and easy to talk, and we didn't need any prompts or anything like that. So that was great. It was just flowing, and the conversation is still going right now. So happy days. Thanks very much.
I could listen to Melissa all night, actually. She's a lovely voice.
Very relaxing voice. Yes, very much so.
You are in your granny's. No, sorry, that wouldn't be right. No.
God.
So Melissa's from Kilkenny. And that was a nice compliment, you know, that it flowed very well. It was still flowing.
Yes.
So, you know, that's pretty good, yeah.
Look, I could tell from the minute that I introduced those two that there was going to be no problems because they were both just like, hey, how's it going? Well, let's go. And they just went straight into it. So, they were grand. Yeah.
So would you keep an eye on them now, or would you just opt out at this stage?
Like,
because you don't want to be
No, I'm not going to be in their business, but I did ask them to let me know if, you know, how it progresses, you know, there's any movement that I need to be aware of to let me know.
So you reckon Killian and Linda, Jared and Valerie and Brian and Anya, you know, you never know, but it's probably not going to be...
Do you know what? In each case, one of the parties felt that it went well and the other one just felt no spark. And that happens. That happens all the time in normal life. So it's just the way. And none of them had a bad time. It just was... just no spark. So there you go.
Okay, well, listen, great success again, and very good reaction to it when you put it out there at the start. So people were interested in doing it.
Oh my God, absolutely floored with entries. I think everyone feels a bit the same at the moment, which is a bit powerless to this whole thing. And so, it's a nice way to try and meet someone. So for sure, yeah.
Okay. Well, of course, a match made in heaven, of course, is Cully and Sully. Ho-ho! Just got it in there one more
time.
Anyway, remember, everybody... It's a sin. Thanks. Good luck.
Bye.